Hello, welcome to the Mac Show coverage of the keynote. It's the Apple keynote. It is Monday, the 21st of March. It is 5 minutes to go until the keynote starts. They're playing Beats 1 in the theatre at the moment. I've got the thing down here at the bottom. Joining me to discuss what's going on, we've got Muller here in the studio with us, but I've got Camps, I've got Patrice, and I've got Adam. Doc's supposed to be here, but 15 minutes ahead of time is obviously, maybe he hasn't done DST yet, which is why the whole of the UK is not here tonight. And my camera's gone off. That's great, isn't it? Just as soon as I start, the camera goes and restarts. There we go, I'm back. It's keynote night, so we're going to see what's going on. And we've also got the London Mac User Group are out tonight. Whether they're going to be able to dial in or not, I don't know. So we'll have to wait and see. But what do you think then, chaps? What's happening? What's coming? What's going on? I mean, we've got a list of predictions from Muller, which none of us believe.
Read that list.
No, I can't. I haven't got it in front of me. There's
no,
a reason
no
for
flying
that.
Cars. Hold on. Nothing like that.
There was an interesting text that or a tweet that I saw today or message today that said, someone said whether the iPhone SE was real or not, and I said, well, I think it's definitely coming, but I could see it might not be tonight. I wouldn't put my house on it being tonight because you never know, but I would put my house on it coming.
Yeah, the question will be is that the name, and it likely is, but it could be they could call it something different. But
yeah,
there'll be a 4-inch version of the iPhone announced today.
Yeah, definitely. Don't know anything. Well, Steve's here. Muller, come on, mate, take us through your predictions.
Well, all of them.
Yeah, go on. There's a microphone in front of you. There, grab it. It's just here.
Oh, sorry.
But you left it the other night.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Hello. Tiered battery.
Well, that's got every device. The tiered battery is just kind of like their waterfall idea, isn't it? So,
you poo-pooed it the other day, so don't come on.
No, but I don't think they're going to put a tiered battery in an iPhone. There's not really
room. In the new Mac. There's going to be a new Mac in a
He's
new
talking
chassis.
About they're going to announce a new Mac today, which is not going to happen at all.
Okay, that's not
with a tiered battery and a smaller bezel.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember all of them now. A new camera in the iPhone 7, but that's a given.
I'm fine.
Well, there's no iPhone 7 today, though, so that's an unknown.
Well, they might actually announce
that. He said the iPhone 7 was...
No. Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah, go on. What else haven't you got?
There was five, wasn't there? So...
There's five.
Flying car.
We've got three more like this.
So there was battery tech, new chassis, smaller bezel, iPhone 7 improvements, and I can't remember the fifth one.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's going to matter that you can't remember.
But if I get two out of them, better than yours.
I think the iPhone SE or whatever they're going to call it, I think that's coming today. I think that's definitely a boost to iPhone sales numbers heading into the next quarter. Definitely. I think all the rumours that have been out there around the 9.7-inch iPad Pro with all the features of the larger model, Apple Pencil, I think that's coming as well today as well. Maybe, hopefully, a bit of an update and a release of iOS 9.2 are we on now? I think I've lost track of numbers.
9.3.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get a release of that today. And I'm really hoping by the end of the event that'll be available out of beta to download.
I would guess so. I mean, the question here is there something they want to add to the beta? Because 9.3 has been in beta for quite a while. And still, they haven't released it, so.
Yeah. I'm really hoping there's a couple of surprises, but I have no idea what they can be today.
Tiered battery.
All right.
Oh, tiered battery.
I've got Muller's list. Here it is.
Okay, right. Go on then. Took us through.
Okay, now keep in mind, most of these are related to an update to the MacBook. I'm assuming he means MacBook Pro or MacBook line, but Skylake processor, that is likely to happen. It could be it's going to be a quiet update, though, in the background.
Yeah,
they'll update the MacBook
yeah.
Pro line on the website after the event, and it'll have new processors. I think that will likely, or could likely happen.
There's one, then.
Battery change to the new Terrace battery, butterfly keyboard, thinner bezel. So, again,
the
four are all related to updates to the MacBooks. I don't think any of those other ones are going to happen. I think it's just going to be a processor update.
Mm-hmm.
Five, inclusion of Siri on the Mac. That's not happening until WWDC in June.
Yeah, no, that's a developer update.
Magnetic watch bands, do they stand up? I don't know what that means.
I don't think he does either.
I do. That's then. A new watch band with little magnets in. Acts as a stand for charging.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Well,
new camera tech for the iPhone. Well, that's and again, given, no, but... that's going to happen when the 7 updates in the fall.
Skylake, though, I got that one, definitely, haven't I?
Yes.
Hence our 1 out of 7 at most.
No. You'll all eat it. Don't worry.
We'll all eat it?
Yep.
Okay, right. That's
I'm cool. Not going to swear.
You can all go
one
F.
Here will be offended.
You can all go F yourself, is what he's looking for.
But no, I think we can expect iPhone SE, the 9.7-inch iPad Pro, some new watch bands and combinations, possibly a partnership like they did with, those fancy leather bands they partnered with that company with. Now I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, all right. Here we go. We're off and running by the seams. No. Where the hell's Doc? Any messages?
Nope.
Oh, he's a lame-o.
Man United one as well. He's probably drunk.
All right. So, here we go. My old Mac's got the old operating system. I'm sorry, it's got the blips. I do apologise. No, it's not coming yet. It's not. Oh, it is coming. It isn't coming.
Yep.
It is coming.
We're getting an ad.
The only thing I really sincerely hope, and I'm desperate for this, is Tim, don't mention the FBI thing. You mention the FBI thing, and I'm sorry. I feel like I might hang up. Because this is not the forum for it.
I agree.
Yeah.
Why they're going through all the old stuff. Yeah. Like the history.
Did they miss a Newton off that list? No, there it is. Oh, what? They scratched the Newton now.
Well, yeah. That's how you would erase, right?
Ferengi.
Thank you so much. Normally we don't spend a lot of time looking back, but yes, we are about to celebrate Apple's 40th birthday on April 1st.
Wow.
No joke.
That video lists some of the amazing products and epic moments in our history. And reminds us just how many times Apple has changed the world. Recently, we passed a major milestone that no one could have ever imagined. There are now more than 1 billion Apple devices in use around the world.
That's impressive.
This is an incredible milestone for us. And an indicator of how much impact Apple has on people around the world. Our products are such an important part of people's daily lives. And with that comes a significant responsibility.
Oh, come on, Spider-Man.
So before we get started today,
this is queuing up for encryption. This is
something that I know is on the minds of many people this morning.
Ah, shut it, Tim.
We built the iPhone for you. Our customer. And we know that it is a deeply personal device.
Yeah.
For many of us, iPhone is an extension of ourselves.
You are an utter tough spot.
About a month
spot,
ago,
mate.
We asked Americans across the country to join in a conversation. We need to decide as a nation how much power the government should have data. And over our privacy.
I'm going to edit a lot today, I think. 9 minutes, there we go.
I've been humbled.
Ewan is getting angry.
And deeply grateful.
I just think it lacks class,
mate. Outpouring of support that we've received from Americans across the country.
Utterly lacks class.
From all walks of life.
Keep it in a courtroom, Tim.
We did not expect to be in this
position. It's already out, Ewan.
At odds with our own government.
It doesn't need to be done at a keynote.
That's
strongly. that we doesn't have need to be done a responsibility to help you protect
millions
your
of people
data
watching. Of course he wants to do it.
And protect your privacy. We owe it to
the
our
class
customers,
is not doing the obvious
and
mate.
We owe it to our country. This is an issue that impacts all of us, and we will not shrink from this responsibility. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Find it up and move on now, Tim.
Okay. So let's get back to why you're here this morning.
Thank you.
Because so many people use our products every day, we understand that we have an opportunity and a responsibility to impact things for the better. So we want to get started this morning by talking about two initiatives where we are working hard to leave the world better than we found it. We'd like to start with the environment. I'd like to invite Lisa Jackson up to
Another
tell you
woman.
What we're doing to preserve and protect the environment.
Lisa? I don't think we've seen Lisa before.
Do you guys know she was the head of the EPA?
Yeah, yeah.
The US, mm-hmm.
That's why they brought her in.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Well, you know, just like everything we do at Apple, when we think about the environment,
I listened to an Infinite Monkey Cage a few weeks ago, and
the
lady that was on there has been working with Apple,
better.
And they were talking about innovative ways of improving environmental stuff, and it was really, really good the way that they were thinking about doing it. I can't remember what the specifics were.
Now, the solution is energy efficiency
but it
and renewable energy, and the time for action is right now.
They're also talking about that there is a definite link now between man causing
our ambitious goal,
warming.
One that we hope others will adopt. We told you that our goal was to be 100% renewable in 100% of our operations worldwide. That's all of our offices, all of our retail stores.
They're releasing the iRecycle, says
Ben. Every
single
one of our data center. So 2 years later, how are we doing? Well, currently 93% of our facilities worldwide run on renewable energy. And just last year, we reached our goal of using 100% renewable power to power our operations in the United States, as well as our offices and stores in China. In fact, we're
so
now
100%
renewable
in America
in 23
is
countries around the world.
That's what she's saying.
Now, in some places, we're able to purchase renewable energy right from the grid, from existing sources.
What
but that's not always possible.
Well, they're putting up their new facility using petrol-powered vehicles.
Solution.
I don't mind. I think they're doing a good
China,
thing. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to slag it off, but I just don't think you can make start statements like that.
Does that mean though, Ewan? Does that mean that they're actually what they're generating from solar farms and they're putting back into the grid balances
the
out what they're using from other sources?
That
well, that's the point. That's where the fudge comes with all of the stuff that goes on with environmental things. It's playing with
that
figures. It's not really making a lot of difference in a lot of cases, although I think they really probably are. But
they do count carbon
and our
19
offices
when they do their numbers.
The
yeah. Mate, that's such a BS.
Carbon neutral.
I've done that with a company,
in Singapore,
and it is utter
where there's
bollocks.
Not enough room to put solar panels on the ground, we looked up. Solar arrays on more than 800 rooftops will cover the electricity
cool.
use
well
of our
applause.
Offices
well done.
And our future stores.
Yeah, good.
We're really proud to be 100% renewable in Singapore. We're also really proud of the fact that 100% of our data centers are powered by clean sources of energy, like the sun, wind,
nuclear,
and water. Think for a second about what that means. It means every time you send an iMessage, make a FaceTime video call, or ask Siri a question, you can feel really good about reducing your impact on the environment.
And using nuclear energy.
Now let's talk about another way that we're reducing our impact on the environment. And that's by protecting forests that produce the paper we use, especially for our packaging. See, we believe that paper, like energy, can be a renewable resource. So we're proud to announce that today 99% of our packaging comes from paper that is recycled or is coming from sustainably managed forests. is especially important as we continue our move to all-paper packaging. But we're not stopping there. Through our partnership with the Conservation Fund, we've permanently preserved over 36,000 acres of working forest in Maine and North Carolina. And we're partnering with World Wildlife Fund to improve the management of up to 1 million acres in China. You see,
you've
got to
say the good thing is they've taken
this
lady out of the EPA from a very responsible position and haven't stuck her in an office and told her to shut up.
Now, while we're focused on conservation, let me tell you about another way.
She's saying what they're doing. A lot of this is good stuff, although there is the fudging of figures to make things sound good. But you can't blame her for that, because that's what everyone does.
We work really hard to make sure our products.
If she's been at the EPA, then she's got some serious agendas that she wants to follow through.
The best way to do that. Is to have
well, they're investing serious money behind it.
That's
they're very serious about the initiatives, and they're doing a lot more than most companies. So,
No, absolutely. I don't want to. I'm not slagging it off. I'll take the piss gladly. But
she's got the contacts as well.
But at some point, our product cycle. Any recycling system, they waste much of. We put an incredible amount of energy into designing the best products in the world. And we've put that same kind of energy about what happens if they can no longer. Let me introduce you to a cool R&D project. Call him.
A robot? Or is it just that one bloke that works by himself in a factory?
Liam.
Probably the only bloke that works in the factory.
But true innovation. Means considering what happens to a product at every stage of its life cycle. Meet Liam. When it's time, Liam deconstructs your iPhone. Parts are detected and removed.
This is cool.
And separated.
This is really good.
Yeah.
So the materials inside those parts.
I don't give a shit what they released today. That's the best thing that I'll ever do.
Yes.
I'm serious.
On the battery.
Yeah.
Separate the gold and copper.
I want to question where Liam gets his product supply from.
Yeah. From the main no, Johnny Ive voiceover. Interesting.
The materials in well, he didn't invent Liam, clearly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Liam's got too many straight edges for Johnny Ive to have invented him.
Can't be replaced.
Liam probably makes a better phone call than the iPhone as well.
Doesn't look like Eve.
Yeah.
Ah, well done. I want to know how they're going to get iPhones to Liam, but well done.
Well, they said it's an R&D project, cool, right? So there's probably only one.
There's no other point. In the world that can do what Liam can do. And it was conceived and designed by Apple engineers right here.
No tea breaks.
Things we've learned from the project will help us make bigger strides.
It would be interesting how long it would take this one robot to disassemble all the iPhones. I'm guessing it would never even finish it.
This allows us.
There are probably more iPhones being created than this thing can disassemble.
That's a philosophy dissertation, isn't it?
Is it going to be a robot revolt for working time for Liam?
Yeah. Yes. Chat room saying Skynet's going to be a plant of
now
these guys starting a union.
That allows us to own product. And that's where you can come in. With Apple Renew, you can recycle your devices easily and quickly in a way that's safe for your data and safe for you. All you have to do is take them to an Apple retail store. Or send them to us for free by visiting apple.com/recycle.
How much do you pay, though? What's Gazelle going to give me for them?
Making great progress in our environmental efforts. We have a lot more to do. We promise to
So they've got a major keynote, and okay, he's pushed the environment just behind the FBI, but they've let her go first up, and she said, and she's probably got her head to do what she wants as well, which is brilliant. Mm-hmm. Well done, Tim. You've clawed a little bit back there.
Yeah, I'm guessing. I mean, if there's any time to do this event, is it because WWDC is usually pretty packed? So is the iPhone event.
We've seen that Apple technology has... Yeah, I think you're right there, Patrice. I've got a bit of time in this one.
Tell us about the progress in this area. I'd like to invite up Jeff.
Are we getting devices, Kyle, that plug in or attach or Bluetooth to...
I hope so. This is one of the things I mentioned, I think it was in the Slack room last week, around big announcement last year in terms of HealthKit. It's got a lot of work to do on that.
And our goal was to use technology to solve some of the biggest problems facing medical research. We wanted to make it easier for people to participate in research.
Bob Beach is unimpressed. He says that was informative if boring.
We wanted to make it easier to gather accurate and frequent data from the devices we're all
the
already carrying.
Front of these are always
hand.
Boring. It's always about so what cats and figures and
well, sort of. In recent years, not so much.
The research studies that we
but that's because
well,
they didn't have much time, so they had to skip all the stuff. I mean, remember back in the day when Tim would talk about stats to the first half hour?
In history in less than 24 hours.
We're going to get that today because they don't have a ton of stuff to talk about.
Yep.
Studies broke geographical boundary. Traditionally, studies are centered around the research institution, but with ResearchKit, anyone, anywhere can participate. Mount Sinai's asthma app actually discovered asthma triggers from all 50 states. But more important than any of that, researchers are gaining insights that just weren't possible before. Take diabetes. You and I know diabetes is type 1 and type 2, but Mass General's study of type 2 diabetes found that some people respond completely differently to therapies than others, supporting the theory that there are actually subtypes of type 2 diabetes, helping pave
this
the way
is interesting.
For medicine.
Well, it is, because most of us are probably going to end up with the way
we drink.
Some of the
world's most respected institutions have released ResearchKit studies covering a wide range of diseases and conditions that affect billions
research
of people.
ResearchKit was massive in the last few keynotes. I mean, that's been...
ResearchKit is opening up all kinds of possibilities.
You know, that is something for the future. It is something for the generations to live on and something which does benefit humanity. So I'm not going to knock it.
ResearchKit was created with the goal of improving medical research. A year later, we're seeing app developers, doctors, and even patients take these ideas and make them more powerful than we could have ever dreamed.
We can detect autism as early as 18 months old, but the median age that a child in the U.S. is diagnosed with autism is 5 years old. So we need a radical new solution.
If autism is diagnosed early, it can have significant
Batwinch.
Benefits
what on earth
for the
are you
child.
Doing sticking that
the
in the chat
of
room?
Autism and Beyond is to help engage parents in a research kit study, but more importantly...
That might make you feel good, but it's not going to improve your health, mate.
Home ...with their child to screen...
Well, that's
we
not really true.
The child videos, and we use
happiness
the
is proven to make you feel
yeah.
better.
For those of you listening audio... well,
then we have algorithms that can tell us about the child's emotions.
We talked about mice.
There's the benefit of being in our chat room, irc.geekshed.net/ or hashtag British Tech Network.
When you have large numbers of people participating in research, your insights into the condition increase exponentially.
The only thing I ResearchKit, really wish for the research kit is that they were more apps available. I would
Parkinson's
badly participate in certain
you down.
Research.
And exercise will make you feel better, is what I've come to learn. What I'm trying to do lately is use the app before I exercise and then afterward to see how exercise might forestall the progression of it, because it's not curable at the moment.
So if there's an iPhone SE, my mum's getting one because my mum's got Parkinson's. And if they've got something for that, then...
The care that patients receive.
If we could bring research and care together and really bridge that gap, we could help people live healthier and happier lives.
I had my first epileptic seizure when I was 3.5. I always have that fear first of all in the back of my mind, am I going to have a seizure while I'm driving? What if I'm at work or I'm by myself? How am I going to handle
seizure
that situation?
Detection? Come on.
The EpiWatch app is the first research app to use the Apple Watch. So the sensors can be used to collect physiologic data during seizures. And we're using
what about
that
before?
Data to try to develop a seizure detector.
The research that they're doing is exciting because they're trying to find a predictor. Having that would be amazing because I would know, hey, this is going to happen. You have plenty of time to get to safety. It's like, okay, I got this.
So they've got dogs that can do that now, haven't they?
It's no longer just about research. people are using apps to learn about themselves in a way that
they
couldn't
before. I think I remember something like that, yeah.
Yeah, they have. No, my I lost my best friend to an epileptic seizure, and he used to get them during the night. More importantly, and he was offered a dog, and he said, "No, I'm not having a dog."
What's really amazing about an iPhone is you have it in your pocket.
But Mike never took his meds either, which didn't help.
Here's the phone. We can do this.
But the meds made him into a drongo, which just, you know, was.
Yeah, that's usually the issue with meds.
Yeah.
Especially in those cases.
I gotta say, I understand he wasn't Mike when he was on it, so.
You know, when we introduced Research Kit, our goal
Apple's videos. I mean, I would say for 99% of them, they really do a good job.
But
I agree. I mean, I watch and learn.
And what became clear to us later is the very same tools used to advance medical research can also be used to help people with their care. Let me give you an example. In the Parkinson's study, patients do tests several times a day on their iPhone, like the simple tap test you saw in the video, to assess their symptom levels. And researchers can see the symptom level across a range of days. And they can see this before and after medication. And there were lots of patients, like patients A, where you can see that the symptom levels improve post-medication. In other words, the medicine's working. But there were also a lot of patients, like patient B, where post-medication, there's no improvement at all. Their symptom level
is calling in again.
The medicine's not working.
His wife's killed.
The patient either needs a different dose or a different medication or maybe no medication at all. But today, neither the individual nor the caregiver has this information. And we think empowering people with data about their health is incredibly important. So today, we're launching Care Kit.
Nice.
CareKit is a framework to build apps that empower people to take a more active role in their care. And the very first CareKit app being released today is for Parkinson's. And it surfaces some of that valuable information we discussed so people can start understanding better what affects their health. And these six leading institutions began using this app with their Parkinson's patients immediately so they can have a more informed discussion about individualized treatment. Let me give you another example, surgery. One of the things physicians tell us is that one of the most important things affecting outcome of surgery is actually what you do during the recovery process. Yet, we go from being monitored by a team of highly trained specialists using leading-edge technology to being discharged with this, a single sheet of paper. This is actually what happens pretty much across the country. This is your list of things to do, things not to do, which days you're supposed to do them on. And adherence to this is notoriously very poor. So using the CareKit modules, we've been working with Texas Medical Center, and they've created an app for the phone that guides you through the critical process in a completely different way. It's got a care card, which is your list of things to do every day in checklist form, and as you fill them out, the little heart fills up. It's really nice. It's got a symptom and measurement tracker where you can record information on your progress. You can record things like your temperature to monitor for an infection, or you can use the accelerometer on the iPhone to study.
Am I right in saying that all of these applications, although they're absolutely fantastic and I'm awed by them, they're only available if you go through the research institutes that's putting them through the research kit?
Best of all,
you can't get these in a separate store or anything like that and take part anonymously in a study.
They're all in the App Store, aren't they? You have to, like, then get a code or something?
With a sheet of paper.
But you've got to subscribe to a study within the relevant.
Those are just,
you can't just gather the data for yourself.
Of CareKit apps,
I'm not sure coming, that's the case in all
and
of
we
them.
We think the possibilities here are limitless.
I think that now, to a certain degree that makes sense privacy, because nothing is more sensitive than your health data. They need to make sure that you're fit for the study and that
you share this information.
The data you capture is valid.
CareKit, like
research. But yeah, I think if you look at things like Parkinson's, I would get my mum a phone and get her to do the tapping exercises and those kind of things for her left hand, which is the one that's struggling at the moment.
We have been and
I'd like that to be an open thing that she could do. And maybe there's a Parkinson's app that does that anyway, but if there was some feedback about whether she's improving or that kind of stuff, you'd think you're probably getting that through research kit stuff. And I'd be... But I don't want to have to sign up for a Harvard medical study to, you know,
they have to verify eligibility, though. They have to know, because otherwise you're going to get people signing up who don't have it or think they have it.
And they're going to skew the research result. Yes,
exactly.
I totally get that, yeah.
Area of medical research. And our hope is that CareKit can have the same kind of impact on helping individuals manage their care. So you've seen the latest important work we have going on the environment and in the health area. Now I'd like to talk about products. I'll get started with the Apple Watch. Since we launched it less than a year ago, the Apple Watch has become the top-selling smartwatch in the world. But most importantly to us, customers...
Is that true? I don't know.
Found that it's not
it's sold
useful,
like 10 times more than any other watch.
An essential
it's not
part
even close.
Of their daily lives. They love being
probably
able
new
to band,
new colors.
And
I don't see anything
messages.
Else coming in.
Directly from the wrist, as well as track their activity, manage their calendar, navigate with maps, and get up-to-the-minute information on sports scores and news headlines and more.
I love my watch.
People also love changing the band and how it gives the watch an entirely new look.
Why don't you say fat of changing the band and come out with something that will fit me, Tim?
About a third of our Apple Watch wearers regularly change their band. Today, we're introducing some brand new colors and a new band that's made from a whole different material.
Nice.
Our new woven nylon band.
I heard about that on some podcast.
I like the look of that.
Yeah, me too. Someone on some podcast I listened
our
to.
New
just
couple
don't make
days
it $150.
Features a unique four-layer structure.
$250.
It comes in a variety of vibrant colors.
It's a unique type of nylon. Popular. It's not the nylon that was invented in New York
nylon.
And London
and
at the same time.
In all new colors, and there's a stunning space Johnny, black.
Johnny has
blue.
Himself.
Come on, Milanese look longer. Sum up for the fat boys. Come on.
I think that's fun for me, Muller.
We're really excited about this new spring lineup.
Wait.
And we want even more people to be able to enjoy Apple Watch, what it can do for them.
Price reduction
so
coming.
Beginning today. Nice. Apple Watch will start at just $299.
Yeah. The only way it can reach more people.
You motherfudges.
That is true.
That's our update on Apple Watch. Now I'd like to talk about Apple.
Is that it?
That's a $50 price drop,
the
right?
The biggest screen in your house.
Yeah.
People are absolutely loving the new Apple TV with App
actually.
Store and the innovative Siri remote.
I still can't get away after from front row from my own movies, which is a bit of a pain in the ass, but generally it's
good. Give me a price drop here, Tim, because I'm after one.
For Apple TV.
I just paid £45
after
for
the future of television,
Wheatley's Apple TV 3.
Is well underway. In just a short period of time since the Apple TV has been shipping, we have 5,000 apps on the App Store.
My Apple TV result is for the first time showing me that it's down to 20%
all
of battery.
Over the world.
95% are garbage.
HBO Now.
Yes.
Where you can watch the latest
Deep
HBO
Pan, unless you're watching our feed and are at the same time,
want.
Stop typing
shows
stuff
like
ahead
Game
of time.
Thrones and Veep, of course, Silicon
I'll
Valley.
Kick you.
Yep.
And NCAA March Madness Live, just in time, where you can watch two live tournament
See,
games
this annoys me about this kind of stuff, because they're doing it here now and showing
Apple
this,
TV.
But I'm pretty sure if
and
I buy that, I can't watch it because of geolocation issues.
And oh, sure.
That's
well,
really
worldwide games to pick location. From,
well, that's
like this one from
that's
AG
not
Drive.
Apple's fault, though.
Now, in addition
no.
to...
I mean, what
no, it
really
is.
Liked
it totally
about
is.
Great games
don't sell it to me if I can't use it.
Other apps yeah. on
but
the
what,
app
what I really liked about
like
the new Apple TV is I got NBA on that this year. So, and that is available globally.
Great educational app.
You have to pay for it, but then you can get it.
Grubhub, which you can order your favorite food and get it delivered right to your home.
Very wait, so the NBA will let you watch?
NFL, sorry.
Cody, oh, this is new.
From the internet.
Everything you're telling us now, I've not seen anything new, though, is it?
This is just a small sample of what's available on Apple TV, and much more is coming. Now, of course, tvOS powers the Apple TV, and at the heart of the Apple TV experience is Siri. With Siri, you can just ask for something great to watch.
No, like, Siri's pretty good at that.
Show me movies with Kevin Hart.
Yeah, but I, to be honest, I don't use it that much.
There it is.
Yeah, but it integrates with Netflix as well, which is brilliant. So you, it's not constantly trying to sell you something.
Or TV show, Siri searches the popular apps so you don't have to.
I wish it would integrate with
Flex. Some great content app for
Please
Siri
tell me they're opening it up to all developers.
Coming, and we'll keep adding more over time. Now, we've got some other great features coming.
Bat Wench in the chat room saying that Tim's saying that she can get her favorite food delivered to home. So, surely that means Kismet don't now deliver to Cumbria.
Just like you want to.
Does Kismet deliver to Homex?
I'm having a Kismet after this, by the way.
So you can now use your voice to enter text on the screen.
You can sit and eat your lamb or your light champion and hate it.
Oh, they're doing the tvOS. This is all the tvOS update stuff that was coming. It's in the betas.
So you can ask for any app that you want or any type of app that you want.
I think in the beta.
I followed the Mossberg model in KissDAS, and that's why I'm here.
On your big screen. All of this is available as a free update beginning today. That's Apple TV. Now I'd like to talk about iPhone. iPhone is the most loved smartphone in the world. And today we're welcoming a new member to the iPhone family. And to tell you all about
They've
it,
changed the title.
Like
it's not the SE,
Greg Joswick. Greg?
Just to make it look like
the iPhone
some
Super Mini.
Thanks, Jeff.
It's the Mega Mini Super Mini.
Our customers are loving new iPhone 6S, 6S Plus.
Cut to the price, come
and
on.
While the vast majority of our customers prefer these larger display iPhones, we're here today to talk about a smaller
iPhone. I'm thinking £400 to £500.
Our 4-inch iPhones are actually an important part of our
lineup.
Well,
the 5S is currently $379 in the UK, so that's not going to work.
No, it'll be the same price.
4-inch
iPhone. I think it's just a replacement unit.
Yes, so.
Put it in perspective, it took us about 2.5 years.
So what do you reckon, two to three hundred price drop for the 5 and 300 to 400?
So why are people buying 4-inch iPhones? Well, there's two reasons. First, for some people, they simply love smaller phones. They want the most compact.
Second, they got hands like Donald Trump.
Second, we found that for a lot of these customers, it's their first iPhone. Whether they're switching from Android or it's their first smartphone, it's the first time they're experiencing iOS and our hardware and software integration and our amazing ecosystem.
That's like having sex for the first time with a 90-year-old.
Majority of these customers, their very first iPhone. So some people asked us, some people even pleaded with us, please keep 4-inch products in our lineup.
Muller's close to losing the will to live in with the fanboy.
It's a whole lot better. And as you may have heard,
you have watched the keynote before, right? You know that they do kiss their own ass a lot. Oh, it's called the SE as well.
It is the SE. Yep.
Yeah.
They couldn't keep that quiet then.
I'm watching the.
Let me show it to you.
Life.
So we start with.
Can we just be clear? This is Tim doubling down on secrecy.
Is it round or flat sides? That's what I want to know.
Including this gorgeous.
You're right. You and Tim doubling down.
Tim doubled down on secrecy. We all knew it was an SE 3 months ago.
Inset stainless steel Apple logo.
Tim, can I just say you're shit at secrecy?
But it's on the inside with the iPhone SE.
You're rose gold.
So it's just an iPhone 5 case.
Yeah, A9.
Powerful 4-inch phone ever.
It's not even taking the 6 and 6S design features.
It makes it better to do the things that iPhone customers want to do.
Horse has qualified my last statement. He said, no, that's like having sex with a 5-foot-tall 90-year-old.
Our chip, our amazing Apple
There you go. 4-bit A9.
With its embedded
That's the only thing that's keeping the price at those.
Yes, it's the internals that change the externals. It is a 5S.
The same processing performance as the iPhone 6S. Which is literally
so they're not.
Gonna,
this isn't going to be a cheaper phone.
The iPhone 5S.
No, it'll be the. It's going to be there. It'll be what you're thinking.
It's going to replace the 5S. I went and checked price today before they took it down, and £379 for a 5S.
I think this is an absolute.
It'll be in that range. It might go to 400, but I don't think it'll go higher than that.
So I think the only reason that they'll leave the 5S in the lineup is so they don't lose Apple Pay customers at the free, cheap end.
You can save things like this.
5S goes down to £200, then...
Hey, Siri, how do you feel about recycling?
Hate it.
I love the Apple Renew program, but Liam really tears me apart.
No!
that's for Lisa.
So even though it has all these new capabilities and is so much more powerful than the iPhone 5S, iPhone SE delivers incredible battery improvements across the board.
It's basically a farm-gen iPhone in a 5S.
And of course, people love taking photos of their iPhones more than any other phone or camera. So we wanted to give it our most advanced camera system. We've given it our incredible 12-megapixel EyeSight camera with focus pixels and True Tone flash. And we have, of course, that image signal processor from the A9 that enables all kinds of great features like the panorama pictures.
This is not coming down.
But also improvements to video.
This is not a lower model by any stretch. This is a smaller form factor.
As I said, it's a current gen 6S, 6S Plus in a 5S.
I know what you're thinking. That is not Bill
Shiller. It's more powerful than 6.
Looks just like him, though.
Yeah.
And the iPhone SE can capture live photos. So you can take your still photos and have them come to life.
If Ellis is listening, mate, you're not getting an iPhone. Sorry.
And our front-facing FaceTime HD camera, we've given the Retina flash. What that means is you want to take a selfie in low light, able to drive the display 3 times brighter than normal in order to flash the True Tone flash for you, so you get a picture like this instead of the dark selfie. It can even capture 4K video. And just like the iPhone 6S,
the dark selfie sounds like a really crap Marvel character, doesn't it?
4K video with iMovie.
Okay.
I'm the dark selfie.
Okay.
We've also given it great wireless capability. We now have LTE speeds that are 50% faster than the iPhone 5S. And we've added more LTE bands to have better global roaming. And of course, high fidelity call quality with voice over LTE. And we've given it high speed Wi-Fi as well, 802.11ac. Which is 3 times faster than the iPhone 5S, and
high-quality
Wi-Fi calling is also.
This is the same price.
Now it has Touch ID to keep the content.
This is not $379. This is starting at $499.
Same price as what?
And now you can make easy.
This is not the same price as a 5S. This is not a replacement model for the 5S at all.
It's not.
Do you think it's going to come in similar price range to a 6S then?
So to do that, we've added an NFC radio and a secure element out of the iPhone SE. And we've launched Apple Pay in these countries, and we most recently rolled it out in China, where the response was absolutely fantastic. We had over 3 million cards added in the first 72 hours alone.
I think they're going to keep the price at the similar end to the 5S because they want to increase Apple Pay.
Yeah.
It is, of course, highly
recyclable. That's what I think is coming here.
Yeah.
It's got other recyclable.
What's the current price of the 5S, Adam, in America?
And Liam Love.
And did it's free of list of
environmentally $400,
I think.
$400?
So as you can see, we've added an incredible
it's £379.
Technology, the iPhone SE, really compact design, which makes it the most powerful 4-inch phone ever.
You can't, the store's down.
So the iPhone SE, what does it cost?
Here we go.
Well, we're going to start the price of the iPhone SE at only $399.
Wow. Right. Good price.
Oh, my life. That has shocked me, and that is well done, Apple.
Which makes it our most affordable price.
16 gigs.
I don't care. That's brilliant.
And we have
It's $400. Model,
that's a brilliant price.
This is increasing Apple Pay. This is where they want
to. Service contract, you get the iPhone SE for free.
$64.5. That's a good price as well.
Become incredibly popular.
Free on contract.
The iPhone SE now starts at just $17 per month without a service contract.
Well, that's for a new phone.
The iPhone SE joins our incredible lineup of iPhones.
So does this mean they're going to take 5S is now going to drop off then?
Yeah, there won't be a 5S. It's gone right there. Look, see, there's the graphic. It's gone. There is no 5S.
They will probably keep selling it in India or something for a little while.
And it'll be available next March 31st.
Holy crap.
We'll be shipping first.
They've been making these like Billio then.
But many more will quickly follow. We'll be in more than 100 countries by the end of the year.
They want in one of these.
So that's the iPhone SE.
I think the estimate is 10 million in sales on these by the end of the year.
Are you going to let her out of the cupboard so she can use it, Chris?
So whether this is your first iPhone or you just
don't get ahead of ourselves,
we think you're going to love it. But I got more.
Oh, yeah.
Fundamentally important.
It's not going to be on the UK store yet.
iOS. And iOS is the most advanced.
This is just going to be the beta updates that are in iOS.
Of course, our
so like
version,
the
iOS 9 was released this past
the color
fall,
temperature thing.
With incredible features.
Oh, yeah.
As well as improvements to the foundation of
night,
iOS.
What is Night Shift? And
iOS I really want a few surprises.
Yeah, Night Shift.
It's running on 80% of our active iOS devices. That compares incredibly
night shift,
favorably
secure notes,
to the latest version of Android. Also released this past fall, which is running on 2%. Of their active devices.
Yeah, that was
and
bad.
And for the last couple of months, we've been testing
2%
publicly and previewing iOS 9.3, which is one of the biggest dot releases we've ever done.
Ooh.
And it adds some new innovations as well as improvements to a wide range of apps. So I'd like to share some of the highlights with you. Let's start with Night Shift. So studies have shown that exposure to blue light in the evening can actually make it harder for you to fall asleep at night. So Night Shift automatically shifts the colors of the display to the warmer end of the spectrum, which may help you sleep better at night. So how does that work? Well, when it's enabled, Night Shift uses your iOS device's clock as well as its geolocation to know when it's sunset in the location. And it
works
automatically
incredibly
shifts
well.
The color of that display to the warmer end of the spectrum, which reduces the blue light, may help you sleep better. It's a really cool feature.
Or as I call it, urine mode.
I couldn't stand that.
No, let's talk about
I noticed,
Notes is actually one of the most.
The thing is, I spend a lot of time in front of a calibrated screen, and
of people every day.
When I see
and
stuff on a non-calibrated screen, I instantly notice it, and I instantly pisses
well, today
me
we're
off.
Adding the
I'm not going to be able to cope with that. I'm going to have to switch that off.
Personal notes with a passcode or fingerprint.
I mean, I'm the same. I mean, one of the reasons why I took the apps to activate that on my Mac is because I can't stand it.
Your health and fitness data. And there are already over 2,500 apps that provide data into the health app. We want to make it easier for customers to find the right apps for their health and fitness needs. So we've added great app suggestions right into the health app. You can easily add data to your dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
News. We introduced Apple News with iOS 9, and it's become the source of news for over 50 million active.
They're not going
to
talk about the ads.
We want to make it faster and more personalized. So we're adding top stories, make it easier to track your news on your iPhone or iPad. And for you, now suggest trending topics as well as editor's picks. CarPlay. CarPlay is the safer, smarter way to use your iPhone in your car. And every major car brand has committed.
But what about a CarPlay mode?
What are they in the next 10 years?
And already
yeah, they screw you over then to the price of the manufacturer to get the bolt-ons added on.
More keep coming.
Yeah.
You can expect to see
and
this.
And you only get it for new cars.
VW wanted to charge me an extra £350 to put essentially the connection in.
Your Apple Music experience gets better with New and For You, which provides songs, artists, albums, handpicked by experts, as well as selections based on your own preferences. And Maps gets even better with the Nearby feature, which allows you to find gas, parking, restaurants, and more with just a tap of your finger. Education. iPad, with its powerful features and apps, opens up new and more engaging ways of learning. And with iOS 9.3, using iPads in the classroom is even easier, more powerful, with a preview of a new suite of software and capabilities that are designed specifically for students, teachers, and administrators. So that's just some of the highlights of iOS 9.3. We think it's turned out really great, and it's going to make the best mobile experience even better. And it's available as a free update for all of you today. That's iOS 9.3 and iPhone SE. Thank you very much.
It's a great update to iOS. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to sleeping better. And I'm incredibly excited about iPhone SE. Many, many customers have asked for this. I think they're really going to love it. Next up is iPad. People believe that iPad is the perfect expression of the future of personal computing. We took a giant step in this direction last fall with the introduction of the 12.9-inch iPad Pro.
Oh, this is your new iPad that was he doubled down on secrecy so that two items could be leaked well ahead of time.
We've got some exciting news for you today.
This has got to be Phil's turn, all about it.
I'd like to invite up.
You're an extra three.
Phil?
I knew about the bands too.
Can you triple down?
Thank you.
Apparently, you
can. Good morning, everyone. I couldn't be more excited.
Isn't that the Rich effect where you triple down?
All about iPad. Customers really have fallen in love with the new iPad Pro 6 months that it's been on the market. They're in love with the huge...
Phil's still eating breakfast at Denny's there.
...retina display, all its performance, all the capabilities, the speaker system.
He might be looking a little thinner than he has. Go back and check the tape.
We're hearing so
it's
much
the wide-angle lens, mate. That'd be cool.
Customers like John Lasseter, Chief Creative Officer of Pixar and Disney Animation Studios. John had this to say. The iPad Pro and the Apple Pencil are the closest we've ever been able to get in the digital world to actually drawing on paper.
It is good, though.
For Stephen Gates, head of design at Citi.
It's really good.
At Citi, iPad Pro is truly transforming how we work. Our design team has incorporated iPad Pro.
Is that Citi as in Citibank Savings?
Allowing them to create,
I think so, yeah.
So what the hell does he need an iPad Pro for? Drawing...
The design department, they're doing
iPad
ads.
iPad Pro goes with me everywhere. For everything I do, including designing the latest cycling collection, has not only replaced my laptop, but my paper notebook as well. People love iPad Pro.
I love it.
It is a revolutionary device. And so that's why today we're so excited to introduce you to the first time, the second member of the iPad Pro family.
So they're sticking with the
An
Pro.
Entirely new iPad Pro.
Told you.
Is that, no, but are they dropping the air, though?
7-inch retina
display. I don't think they're going to keep the Air 2 probably as an entry-level model, but they're not updating it.
Through and through. But why make a second iPad Pro?
Not everybody wants the features. That's smaller. I think they'll leave the Air 2. Well, there are two really great reasons. For your non-Pro user.
Miller's put in the chat room, Citibank, where you can go overdrawn.
For a very good reason. It's a large enough display to get all of your work done, but small and light enough to carry with you everywhere you go. People have loved the size, and from the beginning, it has remained our most popular iPad size. In fact, I'm really happy to tell you that to date, we've sold over 200 million iPads with a 9.7-inch display. So for all of these customers, when they learn about the features of iPad Pro, they'll all see that it is their ultimate upgrade. There's a second group of people that would love to reach with this new iPad Pro. Windows users. You may not know this, but the majority of people come to an iPad Pro are coming from a Windows
PC. I've
got
one question about this
event. A desktop or a notebook.
Does this mean that
Windows PCs were originally conceived of
the insane idea of releasing every new product in the fall?
Before there was social media, before there were app stores. And this is...
Every phone, yeah. Phones always...
I mean, there are over 600 they've now released a phone, and quote-unquote new phone, and quote-unquote new iPad.
This is really sad. Now.
Yeah, but the iPad was always...
could really...
This
really
kind of time anyway, wasn't it?
iPad Pro.
Yeah.
And the watch was this time last year when it was announced.
Performance and capabilities
it wasn't available.
Product like the iPad Pro and
starting with the iPad 4, they had the iPad in the phone.
Well, many of them will find it is their ultimate PC replacement. Best of all, they can get access to all those incredible apps in the App Store. And we're
this
so happy to
have
tell
a
you
different refresh cycle on the iPads. On the iPads going forward.
In the App Store, designed for iPad.
All the back end of the year, the 9.7-inch at the other part of the year.
Let me tell you a lot more about this brand new iPad.
First,
it has a Pro display.
12 months time.
Yeah.
It starts with the same materials used. The 12.9-inch iPad Pro, an oxide TFT display driven by a custom Apple timing controller. That custom controller has a variable refresh rate that runs really fast but power efficient. We use our photo alignment technology to align the individual crystals so that it has an incredible contrast ratio and sharp text. There's so much more to this display. It is 40% less reflective than an iPad Air 2 at just 1.8% reflectivity. Is the lowest reflectivity of any tablet. If you're a pro working, you really appreciate that low of reflectivity. And it's brighter too, 25% brighter than an iPad Air 2. It puts out 500 nits of light, makes it the brightest tablet available. And it has a very wide color gamut, uses the digital cinema spec DCI-C3, which gives it a 25% greater color saturation.
It probably charges.
I've got to say, I believe the environmental woman's figures more than these.
In addition, it supports two really breakthrough features. The first you've heard about from Jaws. It works with night shift. So as the sun goes down, the brightness dims a bit, blue light wavelengths get reduced, and some people find that makes it easier to get to sleep. But the second feature is a breakthrough that's never appeared on any device before.
Interesting, he said some people think. He didn't say it does.
Yeah, there's no evidence of macular degeneration on it, is there?
A true tone display
measures
the color temperature of ambient light and adjusts this display to match. I heard an O out there. Somebody already gets it. This is great. It has two new four-channel ambient light sensors that measure both brightness and color.
But this is only on this model.
Correct.
So how does that work? Well, let's start with a piece of paper. A piece of paper reflects light. So when you use it in different environments, it reflects the color temperature of the light in that environment.
You twat. Your device emits light. You don't need to change the light in the ambient area.
You go into the warm, incandescent light of your home, and the paper picks on a warm tone. But now you use a digital device. Digital devices emit light, and that light has the same color temperature no matter where it is. The color cast isn't right. It doesn't match paper white. Well, except now if it is a tone display, it does. No matter where you use it, it automatically senses the color temperature of the light, becomes warmer or cooler, and matches paper white, and is really natural to use. Once you use a display with this two-tone technology, you never want to go back to old technology.
I think this is one of them you've got to see it to...
It makes it probably nicer to look at, but it's not true tone.
Next, it has a pro audio system. There's four speakers working in the stereo system that adjust automatically the frequencies between highs and lows depending on how you hold
speaker
it.
System on the iPad Pro is to die for. So
I love that. An iPad Air 2. It emits the sound depending on how you hold it. So if you're not hearing it right, you're holding it wrong.
It is our fastest chip ever, an A9X. This is our third generation 64-bit chip, over 3 billion transistors. It's made with a 3D FinFET architecture. If you don't know what that is, it is unbelievably state-of-the-art, and people are noticing. TechRadar wrote, iPad Pro packs powerful enough hardware to be a genuine laptop replacement, with more than enough grunt in terms of processor and graphics performance.
But nowhere near enough battery.
It has a ton of grunt. 12 cores of graphics delivering over half a teraflop of graphics power. That's more than an Xbox 360 in a device you hold in the palm of your hands. It's incredible for gaming.
Doesn't mean if you can do that.
They've got to come out with something to do with charging, though, because that's just, I mean, the charging is dire.
And it's absolutely enough performance.
I mean, I'm guessing that this thing should charge faster because it probably uses less power.
And video streaming.
I think the thing that's
nice
about it
battery too.
Is an incredibly powerful
Do you? Yeah. That's not going to work then, is it? The thing that was always nice about the iPad Air was that the screens that you got with it, you know, the fold-out Bluetooth keyboards that you got, were always big enough to type on. So that will be good with the smart connector.
Siri. I said it that way because I know it always sets up people's phones
that
I
this means you can talk to your iPad, smart keyboard.
And you can ask it to open your mail and check for new messages. You can talk to your iPad and ask it to go to a website or look up a contact, and it can do it all.
I've started using Hey Siri a lot more in the car.
I do.
So, you know, I get a text, Hey Siri, read my text. Hey Siri, read my emails.
For the size at that 9.7 inch Retina display.
Yeah, Pro accessories. I want a top pencil because that's the thing that might sell this for me.
And as you put your iPad on it, it automatically starts to work. The software adjusts. For example, my favorite feature, Command Tab, so I can switch between my multitasking applications just like on my desktop Mac. And it supports the greatest accessory Apple has ever made, the pencil. This is an amazing device.
Can anyone still buy
it's a
those?
Breakthrough. People are really falling in love
They're
with
available now.
Pretty well.
Let me be completely clear.
If they're in
the
Leeds, they're everywhere.
Digital drawing tool there has ever been. We couldn't agree more. It is an amazingly precise drawing tool. It senses pressure as well as the tilt angle for amazing
You're not going to find anyone that says they hate the pencil,
just like
Phil.
You do on paper by putting your hands
who's not
on
in
the
a
iPad,
mental asylum.
This is built-in palm rejection.
Oh, you haven't got a clue what you're talking about. We haven't got one of yours yet. One of your predictions. Any moment of prediction, Jack? Tell me it's got a tiered battery, Phil. Come on.
Their illustration. People love
It's got a tiered battery, space by Pies.
It's like taking notes on it. An incredible device.
The there price are other is what they're as well. A great new line of
lightning adapter. And it's got a butterfly keyboard. What the fudge was a butterfly keyboard?
That was on the Mac.
This is a really powerful
USB Mac
hard reader.
I think the MacBook lets you plug in your camera,
which many of us do, but because it's powerful,
the only thing I turned up for tonight was a fat bloke's Milanese loop.
An Ethernet adapter get on your corporate network.
I'm gutted.
And you didn't get that.
Podcasters, you like, you can plug in a microphone to your podcast right from an iPad Pro.
Woohoo, USB adapters.
Customers love taking photos with their iPads.
You know
well.
You've dropped certainly short of the mark when even use. Patrice takes
more
the piss.
More importantly, they can use the camera for work as well. You can use the camera in augmented reality apps. You can use it to scan documents. You can use it to
Did they mention that it has a
night sky.
Does it have
there
a camera
so
flash?
Many great uses for that camera. And in the new Not iPad Pro, we've put our most advanced
there is a flash there,
camera
there we go.
Yet.
I'm guessing yes.
Oh, we've put the camera in so that it won't sit flat
pixels,
on the desk, look.
Two-tone flash.
Yay!
An amazing image signal processor built into the A9X allows you to take pictures quickly with amazing color and
That's
noise.
A new feature, though, too. The Pro doesn't have a flash.
Everybody has an iPad in a case.
And
so
you can shoot 4K
video. It's not great from a design point of view,
on your iPad Pro,
but everybody has an iPad in a
video.
Case.
You can edit multiple streams right there on the device.
I still think
I don't.
5 megapixel FaceTime HD.
Why would you stand in front of a bloke on a bike in a wind tunnel? And expect to have a stable shot
with
an enormous square device.
There are so many new features and innovations packed into this iPad.
The most
Pro.
Nonsensical
Hopefully
picture
you see
ever.
What we do. This is the best upgrade ever for every iPad owner, and it is the ultimate PC replacement for all
what
those
the
PCs.
Already done flesh.
Oh, thanks.
Everything we do, the team
I don't mind when I make the editing
Mercury-free LED backlit display,
RGB-free
display glass. BFR-free, beryllium-free, PVC-free, highly recyclable glass. The iPad Pro comes in 4 metal finishes, silver,
Not
gold,
that you can see them because they're
gray,
so thin.
And for the first time, rose gold as well.
Ugh.
First light on the screen.
I want a diamante one.
And there are great cases, covers that you can add that come in a variety of beautiful colors. So this is the iPad Pro.
Batwings thinks you make swear words sound sexy, Patrice.
What will
Good
it cost?
God.
Well, we're really excited to offer a 32-gigabyte iPad Pro for just $599.
I'm blushing.
That's $200 less expensive than the 12.9-inch. Hopefully we can reach a lot more customers with it. For 128 gigs.
That translates to no one's buying iPad.
Of course,
for the
first
time ever, that's the same price as the Air is now, right?
Now, yeah. With 256 gigabyte of storage.
That's what it translates.
256 gig.
Ooh, there you go.
Ooh.
Orders begin
nice.
This Thursday, March 24th, and they also start shipping next week.
$900. What's that going to come across
we
in the
UK? We are so excited about this iPad Pro. The team has worked so hard on it.
I haven't filled
really love it.
I've got 128 on my phone and on my iPad Pro, and I haven't filled it yet.
Yeah, me neither.
So 256 is too much at the moment for me. I mean, it will be there, I'm sure, and I will need it at
Our
some point. But
personal computing has always been that the most powerful technology should deliver incredible capability without the complexity. With the technologies built into the new
yes,
iPad,
well, Batwings has a lot of things I can't
take
feel.
Advantage of them.
It and it's not Johnny Ive that you're letting go.
An immersive way to do everything you do. iPad Pro changes the way people discover, capture, edit, design.
So far, we've gotten 0 Johnny Ive. Videos.
At the heart of this versatility
Maybe this
is its
it.
Performance.
Yeah, the A9X chip I mean, he is now a chief design officer, not
to provide
whatever he was before.
Come to think of it, I haven't seen him in the audience shots yet.
Maybe they've given him to the FBI as a trade-off. Okay, look, you can have Johnny Ive, lock him up, and that'll be it. And he's English anyway, so you know, straight on.
He's used to living in white spaces.
Is that what the antenna band looks like on the iPad Pro, where it goes just around the middle top like that?
There's no band.
A wider color gamut for even
for the cellular iPad Pro.
There's no band.
But there was on the back of that.
Yeah,
that's because it's a smaller form factor, probably. You haven't got as much length. Johnny is Johnny Foreigner, isn't he? So you can offer him up as a sacrifice. And then adjust the display to match. So what you see on the screen. Maybe he's already had his heart cut out and thrown down the pyramid, so
To complement its vivid display, iPad Pro's four-speaker...
Maybe he was the one that let slip to the FBI that they could do it. So he's actually in the basement of Apple headquarters with electrodes on his testicles.
The sure, then. Did anybody notice if that was for Wi-Fi and familiar and
fluid? LTE. They just did starting out, so you got to adjust the prices.
Yeah, me too.
As they normally would.
The only thing that bothers me about the pencil in a lot of the apps is you can't see how big the nib is that you've selected beforehand. Procreate does it great, but a lot of the other apps don't do it at all. You can't see how big it's going to be when you actually touch.
Letting you work as freely as you would on a piece of paper.
Well, that's a developer UI problem.
Keyboard was designed to add
yeah, no, absolutely, because Procreate does it very well, but very few of the other apps do it very well.
On-screen shortcuts and commands.
And the pencil to write with, it's like writing on paper. I love it. It's the notes app that I've got is just superb. Take that into every meeting I go into and just sit and make written notes. And the thing is, as well, no one switches off from you because they don't think you're using a computer. They think you're writing on a pad.
12 megapixel eyesight camera, making it a powerful
device. Does that have some sort of handwriting text conversion?
Oh, I recommended it on the Mac show.
There's a few apps that'll do that, yeah.
There's a few, but there's the one that I recommended, I'll suss it out and send the link, Camps, but it basically you write, and then if you just draw a square around it, and then you just say convert to text, and it converts to text, or you can just sit and write a long flowing note, and then send it out. And the notes application, the inbuilt notes application is unbelievable.
Yes.
So these are our iPad Pros, now in two sizes, starting at just $599, 9.7, and the 12.9 also now gets that new 256 gigabyte configuration, so our highest end customers are going to love that. This is the best lineup we've ever had.
So $1,099 for 256 Wi-Fi, that's £100 more.
The iPad Air 2,
$100
which
more.
Used to be our highest end 9.7-inch iPad, is now reduced to $100 to just $399. A lot of customers are going to like that.
Then the 128 12-inch.
That's our
new iPad Air stays.
Back to you, Tim.
Thanks, Bill. So we think whether you already have an iPad or whether it's time for you to replace that PC laptop, the iPad Pro is amazing.
You bitch, Tim.
No,
you've seen some incredible products this
morning. That goes back to what Phil was saying earlier. They've noticed a large percentage of customers are switching to iPad Pro from PCs.
Like our work to curtail climate change, powering Apple on 100% renewable energy.
An hour?
Transforming the way individuals manage their health.
Are we going to have an end finally?
New bands for Apple Watch.
That's it,
now
guys.
Starting at just $299.
Nothing more.
Mother.
A great
they might do a silent upgrade of the MacBook Pro or something. But
yeah, I think that could happen when we got to wait for the site to refresh.
Powerful foreign.
I know there's been lots of speculation, but where's the loop you in? Where's the link? Is there any link?
So powerful.
The bands at the beginning.
Really is the future of personal computing. We're always pushing forward and innovating and doing things that positively affect many people, something that Apple has been doing for over 40 years. This is probably the last product introduction in the town hall that you're sitting.
This is the loop you in. They're going to talk about the new
important
new location.
It's a very special place.
They're going to give everybody a tour.
Lots of memories.
Well, buses parked outside.
The iPod was announced in this room. So was the App Store. We have lots of great memories here. Next year, in 2017, we're looking forward to moving
to a new universe.
The loop.
To our new campus. One infinite loop, then.
And our new theater there. We expect that we're going to have many, many opportunities to invite all of you.
Did you see the pictures? I think Mashable had.
Maybe I can get an invite now because there's more seats.
The next 40
you don't
years
kiss ass enough, mate. With you. No chance. Like you're with us for a start. You're blighted as long as you're with
Apple
us.
Who made today possible. Members of the press, we have a hands-on area across the hall in the piano bar. And so please go get your hands on these great products.
No,
thank you very much.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
No U2. No free album.
No Zen Low DJ.
That's set. What you were waiting for. You.
Let's do the stats. Muller.
So we're back.
Zero.
Muller zero. Okay, he got absolutely subtle. But I mean, what? No, that's not fair because we knew that before he started.
Yes.
That's not. You can't pick on the afflicted, mate.
I'm going to carry that over to the next.
Hey, he started the fight.
That wasn't good.
Camera there,
Ewan. Outside. Come
have
on.
A what?
Am I not giving you any camera then?
Yeah, sure. No, I've got you. You give me good camera, mate. Don't worry. So go on. What? Muller zero. How many did you get?
I think I got them all.
Oh no!
Well, yeah, but that's because you went to Mac Rumors.
No, he's not. He didn't get any.
Yes.
Because I follow with this stuff every day and read rumors for months.
What you say there is, I follow this stuff every day and pay attention, Muller. As opposed to you.
Look, I was predicting for the next show.
I talk on black at Apple Campus.
Now, to be fair, there's still we got to wait for the site to refresh. I do think there's a chance there might be new MacBooks or MacBook Pro updates.
But no, if it's going to come today, they would have said it.
No.
They would have said, and there's going
to
be new MacBooks.
I mean, they had plenty of time to do it.
Notes Plus is the application you want.
They don't always announce just minor spec updates.
Yeah, I think the last couple of times they haven't. Can't remember. I think the last MacBook I bought, they didn't even announce.
Either Silent or WWDC even.
Yeah.
Paul Shadwin in the Slack room is saying 256 gigabytes finally. And I think it depends graphically how much you use your iPad Pro. But I could see an iPad Pro stretching out to 256. This one, the airy type thing... Maybe. I don't know. I've stand reserved on that. But I mean, it's a 128. 128 is more than enough for an iPad for me, and it's certainly more than enough for an iPhone. I haven't even got close to filling it.
For the moment, yeah.
Yeah, no. It's the here and now. It's the state of the art. But I'm a pretty heavy user. I take a lot of photo, a lot of video, and I'm not full. I haven't filled my iPhone yet since I got it. So, but having said that, I'm due for an upgrade this year because I'm on 6. So I'll go for 7 when that comes out in September. And if there's a 256, I'll probably buy it if it becomes the new top end price range. If it's more expensive than, I'm not so sure I will. But if it's just like okay, everything's just slid down and the £900 purchase is 256, then it's just, okay, fine, I'll buy that because that's what I was going to spend for 128 anyway. So.
All right, so for the record, here's my list from the Slack room. You want to know it?
Do it. Let's hear it late on us, Adam.
iPhone SE, 4-inch iPhone with A9 processor.
Tick.
iPad Pro, 9.7-inch, smart connector, quad speakers, Apple Pencil support.
Tick.
2A, 9.7-inch iPad or Apple Smart Keyboard.
Yep.
New Apple Watch bands and stock combinations. Space Black Melanie's Loop.
Half a point.
Oh, No.
There was a Space Black Melanie's Loop.
You didn't get the special type of nylon, though.
No.
But new watch bands. I didn't know what the materials were going to be.
I said new watch band.
Yep. No, you did not.
I did.
And then quiet update web only to MacBook Pros with new Skylake processors. So that's the one we're still waiting on.
Yeah, but I don't think they're coming today. I mean, there was an interesting thing. Andrew Zarian tweeted out that he rang Apple, and Apple, the guy on the end of the phone said to him, no, there definitely isn't going to be a Skylake processor upgrade tomorrow. And I said, but the guy on the end of the phone hadn't got more of a clue than you had. And I said, it's a good guess because I don't think they're coming either. But
Muller's.
Know.
And Muller, you said magnetic watch band fold-up stand thingy. I don't know what that thing was.
It's coming.
Nope. It's coming, yeah, in 2020.
Oh, man. He's a man ahead of his time, really, isn't he? That's what he'd say. Yeah.
They listen to me.
He's seen the future.
I mean, yeah. The last couple of keynotes have been good because there's been a few wows in there. There's been a, oh, that's cool, I like that. And I've really enjoyed the last two keynotes. I didn't enjoy that one as much because we knew everything that was coming. They haven't doubled down on secrecy in the slightest, Tim. I want to look at that because that's like a colander for secrecy.
You know, and that's what I miss now. I enjoyed waiting, seeing the surprises, seeing the genuine surprise on people's faces. That's just not happening anymore.
Yeah.
I will... Yeah, I'll give you that for sure. I mean, the leaks have gotten actually
worse.
Yeah, there's more information leaking out.
Back in the day, I mean, we would speculate a lot, and there would be crazy theories and crazy rumors out there, but nothing, or rarely something came even close to the truth. And this time around, I mean, we basically knew what was happening, and we were pretty sure that it would happen.
Last year, they kept the secrecy to a good level, I thought, and then this year, it's not good. And you just know, Tim, you know, you're fighting all this thing with the FBI over encryption, when actually, you know, you're going to lose that at some point, because there will not be an openable box available to people without judicial oversight. But what you should be doing is controlling your own organization and stop people from their flappy traps, because that's, you know, loose lips cost lives, chap.
Yeah. But I mean, with a company at that size of Apple, that is really hard. And I mean, we are all guessing that Apple is pretty crazy when it comes down to keeping things secret and still doesn't work because too many people are involved in the project.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's interesting, the stuff that we talked about last week on the show about the iPhone 7 as well. And now that kind of what's happened today leans a lot of credence towards that as being accurate. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah,
the rumor mill. You know, once you see it appear three or four times, and once there's a kind of cross pollinization of confirmation, then it's kind of like, all right, that's coming. It's definitely coming. Next one's WWDC. But you think is there going to be much of a change to the OS at that point? Are we going to get another crazy Californian place as an OS?
Yeah,
I hope so. Yeah.
So and anything else? Siri on Mac.
For me, it's hard to imagine what Apple could do. There are no, from my perspective, very few low hanging fruit, and that is.
Touch ID in terms of on the MacBook client on the hardware line in terms of accessing the machine rather than password entry.
Yeah. I don't know how it would work out from a usability standpoint, but
sensors that you use on your phone to unlock your device.
Yeah. No, device. I mean, where would you place it? That would be the big question. Where would you place it that it's convenient?
For doing what now?
Touch ID, basically.
Yeah, like a Touch ID to unlock the device. Your MacBook Pro.
Bottom right corner. That's where Toshiba put it 20 years ago.
Mm. They could.
Jesus Christ.
Don't the machines still have the power button, right?
Yeah, but it's integrated into keyboard, basically. It's the F13 key, basically.
Yeah, it's the one on the top, yeah. Slackroom's kicking off.
Maybe they can build it in touchpad.
VNLO says, sorry, but that was boring. Ian Lewis says, major yawn fest. Bob Beach says, totally agree. One of the most boring keynotes I've ever seen.
What were people expecting? This was not a major keynote.
No.
I think here's my thought, right? And all the stuff that everyone knew was the SE and the iPad Pro. That's fine. Mm-hmm. And that came, and that's all right. But the thing is, there wasn't any of the minor stuff that wasn't leak worthy that came through. So the loops, I thought they really glossed over that too quickly.
Yes.
With some new loops, here you go, right, okay, next. So on to the next topic. And you're like, whoa, hang on a second.
The UK stores back up.
Fill an hour and a half, and then you know, just in that middle, so we've listened to people. People wanted different diversity. We've got this new nylon band. And tell us a bit more about it. Tell us the colour options. Show us a graphic that shows all the colours. Talk about the Milanese loop. Do something for the fat boys, please. That would be great. And then, or big boned boys. And then move on. You know, but that was kind of like, so we got some new straps. We listened to people, move on. And there was just one graphic of a whole pile of them floating around that was Scott Kelby-like. And you're just like...
Okay. Next.
You know, show me the range of colours for each of the ones that you're talking about. Just give it a little bit more. And that's the thing, I think. That's where people would have gone wow a bit more, is if they'd have spent a bit more time on the minor.
And I think they missed the mark to a certain degree, because they could have used this I mean, the spotlight they got to reiterate the marketing message of the Apple Watch, and they didn't. They basically said, yeah, here are the bands, and the price drops, and that's it.
Yeah.
So Ewan, talking about exchange rates, they said $299 Apple Watch starts for dollars, didn't they?
Yeah.
42 mil sport is now £299. 38 mil is £259, so it's a £40 reduction, I think, on both models.
Mm-hmm. Well done for tracking the prices, mate. That's okay.
Yeah, it just depends when they're going to refresh it.
Nylon straps are £39. Is Craig,
according to the chat room. Yeah.
So same price as the sport bands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I wonder when the next cycle of the Apple Watch is it going to come? September?
See, this is the interesting thing for me. It really is that when, you know, here's my sport band, and they came out with a sport band that went from the short thing that I was fitting on the last strap to one now. This thing, you know, it's massive in comparison because, as I say, I was on the last strap point, and now I'm on the second from first strap point. On this one, I've got loads left over. So they've obviously recognised that people have bigger wrists and needed a bigger band. Why have they not done that with anything else? They've done that with nothing else, only the sport band. And I'm not the only person that's saying, you know, how many of these have they sold? They've probably sold a shed load of them.
Is it because they figure you can do the hack around?
What's the hack around? What is the hack around with the Milanese loop?
Could you just slide it out from the connector?
Good question.
Flip it over your wrist and then slide it back in.
So I went into...
Oh, you won't be able to get it off. Good, fair point.
No, I went... Actually, getting it off is far easier. I went into the Solihull store, and they got all the straps out for me, and I sat there, and I physically tried to do it myself, and I couldn't. I needed a third hand. I couldn't physically get it done up. So in that case, it's like, well, that's useless to me. I could get it off without a problem, because I can put my thumb underneath, and I can pop the button and slide it out, but I can't get it in. I couldn't guide it into the thing.
Look at the bright side. You're saving a bunch of money on a really overpriced band.
I really like the band, though. I like having me. Don't get me wrong. This is nice, but I really would like a dress band to wear
me
at
too.
Times.
But I'm not going to pay $150 bucks or $250 bucks for one.
No.
Well, insane.
I'd pay for a Milanese loop if it fitted me, but it's not going to fit me. So they've lost out there, definitely. So
what do we think in terms of the price reduction on the Apple Watch? Is that just going to attract loads more sales and essentially clear the shelves of what they've got ready in line for September of an Apple Watch 2?
No.
Well, there is a stock clearance element to it. I think that's not. I wouldn't discount it completely.
No one's looking at them.
Yeah.
One thing I really enjoyed, and I think I said it during the keynote, are all the videos. I mean, A, no Johnny Ive. But B, I think they were interesting and well made.
The videos. Hey. I think Apple videos are great. I model a lot of what I've done on the videos, and one of the customers I work for is really into the Apple videos, and he'll ring me up and he'll say, "Can you make the video like they showed in the keynote yesterday?" And I'm expecting a call tomorrow. and I'm great because one of them was just words, so I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, actually, I did that 3 years ago for him, and I was well ahead of my time then, obviously.
True.
So I'm confused. On the leather loops, will it not come all the way out of that hole? Does it lock like the Milanese loop does?
No, the leather loop should work. The Milanese doesn't.
No, the leather loop with the magnets in doesn't come all the way out. It locks at the last one again.
Because the magnets doesn't look like it would. I don't have one, so I don't know. Does anybody have the leather loop?
No.
I have used a leather loop, and it's got a large magnetic last one that doesn't come through like the Milanese loop.
I'm looking at the images now. Did they? I don't know.
I can understand magnetic cars are pretty expensive. So.
Looks like it would open all the way up. I'm going to have to go to the Apple store and try one.
Yeah.
Right, we'll be back on Thursday. Let's not go with the Mac Show, 7 p.m. We've also got the Big Show at 9 p.m. That won't change. So get yourself along. We'll dissect some of the Apple news that's still going on, and it will be a bit of keynote diagnostics and.
Can I ask?
Go on.
Sorry, can I ask a final question before we go?
Okay, you're
sure. Is anybody buying any of this stuff?
No.
I might go for the iPad Pro, the new one.
Because I'm not. I wasn't interested in any of this stuff, and I'm just curious.
The new iPad Pro is
interesting me, I must admit.
Yeah, for me, I want the pencil support. I've no use for the larger model. I've got an iPad Mini 3, I think it is, and an Air 2 9.7. I might sell both of those and go for the 9.7 iPad Pro.
I'm further back than you. I've got the original Retina and a Mini 2. So they might go and...
I mean, that's maybe where some of the excitement is taken out of it for me, because I wasn't really interested in any of these products. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's not exciting for other people, that there aren't other people who... I know there's a ton of people who really wanted a 4-inch modern iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
And I know there's a lot of people who really wanted a 9.7-inch iPad with pencil support. So while these might not be a big announcements for some of us, I think there are people out there who are just, you know, pumping their fists that these things came out.
Having sketched on the iPad Pro, though, I can see that if I was sketching on the iPad Air, it's quite a small surface. I mean, there's a lot of artists out there who've been sketching on the iPad Air for a long time, but I've got to say, I once I've had that Pro, you know, the 12-inch Pro surface, I think I might struggle to go backwards.
So. Yeah, I can see that.
Cool. Thanks.
No problem. Okay. We'll see you on Thursday then for the Mac Show and the Big Show. Starts at 7 p.m. The beer will be had because I'm not working the following day. I'm working the following night. Have a good couple of days, and we'll see you on Thursday.